The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has launched a new competition to find technologies that can recycle nutrients from livestock waste and create valuable products. EPA Agricultural Counselor Ron Carlton was at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting last week to announce the Nutrient Recycling Challenge,
which is an opportunity for us to partner with a variety of stakeholders from USDA, the National Pork Producers Council, the Milk Producers, the Dairy Association, Tyson's Food, Smithfield Food, and Iowa State University, and a number of other organizations, to try to deal with this issue of the fact that livestock producers have to manage over 1 billion tons of manure every year. And we all think that maybe this can be managed in a way that is more economically viable and beneficial for producers as well as for the environment as well.
Carlton says the challenge has four phases.
Phase one is to request for concepts from innovators. Phase two will be design. Phase three will be proof of the concepts and some prototypes. And phase four will be testing some of these products, demonstration pilot projects on the farm. But the point is to collaborate together, work to try to develop some new technologies for dealing with manure and recycling the beneficial nutrients that are in manure in a way that's good for the farmer and good for the environment. To us, this is a golden opportunity, and it's one that we want to embrace. It's one where, again, we believe that we can accomplish a lot of things proactively, collaboratively, and in partnerships with our ag stakeholders. So we're excited about this project. We're excited about this challenge and hope that from this, we can see some economically viable and feasible projects developed that are, again, good for the farmer in terms of recovering nutrients and making them easier to use on the farm or to transport to distant places or to sell into new markets and to generate more revenue for the farmer, but also help us to address some of the water quality issues that we see pop up around the country. So yeah, I do think it can be a win-win for all of us.
And that win-win also includes monetary awards with a total of up to $20,000 in cash prizes to be awarded. More information about the competition can be found on the website nutrientrecyclingchallenge.org. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.